Hi there, I'm Barbara Turley and you're watching another episode of Feminine Wealth TV, the show that uncovers the diamond tips on creating truly conscious wealth from change makers, world shakers and wealth creators. Are you sick of hearing that in your first 2 years of business, it's really hard to make money? Are you sick of watching other people's product launches go absolutely fabulous and wondering, is that just an urban myth? I know I have, but today on the show, I have an amazing girl who has done $750,000 in her first 2 years in business, with 250,000 of that in the first month of this year. So she is on an amazing trajectory. So welcome to the show, Amanda Jane Daly.
Thank you. It's very exciting to be here.
Very exciting to have you on the show with your amazing experience with business over the last couple of years. I'm excited to dive right in and see how the hell did you get to this amazing level.
Thank you. It's actually really interesting to hear you reflecting it back in that way, because
it must be. Is it a bit surreal thinking, is that me she's talking about?
It actually is. Yeah. You know, I think straight away when you say the story of the first few years, it certainly, I think the beginning didn't feel like it was easy. So it's quite fun to sit here now and go, oh my gosh. Yeah.
So tell me the beginning. So I know, and I always say to people, you know, it doesn't matter how successful you are or how fast it came, but the beginning, it's never linear. It's never a linear path. Yeah. So take me back. Were you always an entrepreneur, or were you working for someone else? Or what's your history with this whole business thing?
Sure. I actually worked in digital advertising and mainstream advertising as well for about 13, 14 years. So that was my path to start with, and very much loved what I did creatively. I actually always loved that technology, mix of online, business, creativity, but really was finding myself burnt out, not enjoying the corporate environment anymore. And to a stage, I just kind of couldn't be in there anymore.
I know I suffered that, and a lot of people watching will experience that as well. So that's very common feeling.
And really, as part of that path, I was just searching for, I thought there was something wrong with me. So I was trying to fix my health or fix my mindset, or what's wrong with me? Why can't I keep up like everybody else? And I guess one thing led to another. I kind of stumbled across a health coaching course and went, oh my gosh, like
that's for me.
You know, I felt like that's what I've been training for all these years on the side. And eventually I left my job in advertising. I was supposed to be looking for another one and just found myself really just obsessed with setting up a blog, starting to tell people all about health. And
so was health always you had a passion in this area, or like always?
I actually did. I remember at high school wanting to be a naturopath and not wanting to do a science degree, which was kind of laid out in front of me of what you had to do. I was like, oh no, I'll go to art school.
The creative side of you coming out, of course.
So I did always have an interest in health, and I think in conjunction with just always trying to get on top of my own health, that was something I kind of always struggled with.
Right, okay.
And was always looking for like the new, you know, thing that I could do, so it was very exciting when it came through as a possible career path without having to completely retrain.
Yeah, so you went and did the health coaching course?
Yes.
And then you became a health coach?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was the beginnings of this whole thing.
It was. And when you just say just now about, you know, the beginning, it's like, oh yeah, so much has changed. Like, it certainly was not easy in those first few days where you've had this, or weeks or months, and you've had a career as one thing, and all of a sudden, like, oh, I was almost like deep breath. Like, you're sitting there like, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Or what have I done?
What have I done
is the big one.
And I think there's almost a perception. There weren't many people doing this at that time. But even then I had this perception, well, you know, I've got this qualification as a health coach. I'll just go out and get clients. And that certainly was not the case.
Because the health coaching thing, it's still a reasonably new concept. People are getting more interested in their health. But it's not like you just go out and everyone just is in demand for your services. It's also quite broad. Like, what is a health coach?
Absolutely. One of the main things I say, because I do now work as a business mentor for health coaches, and that's what I always say, no one Googles a health coach. Like, there's a lot more you've got to learn to communicate.
So those early days, you did the course, did you actually start out as a health coach then and start that path?
So I started out as a health coach. I feel like I probably in hindsight wasted a lot of time thinking that if I made the perfect blog and, you know, made the perfect logo, that was kind of my background, that would get me clients, and it didn't. And I literally just remember there was times just lying on the couch staring at the ceiling, like I would do anything to get this work out into the world, but I had no idea how. And to be honest, no one would even tell me how. I knew people even in the industry, and it felt like it was this closed secret.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will. I think there will be a lot of people resonating with that statement right now, because it's like there's always people who are successful.
Yeah,
and yet it's like this kind of world of I can't get in. How do I crack the code on that?
Yeah, totally. On that whole thing. And I was like, what can I do?
What's wrong with me? Yeah, I can't get this.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And it feels like you see other people getting clients and making money, and it's like, I do anything, I'm just missing something. Like, what's missing? And so really I started to do two things. One, I just naturally, I guess, started thinking, hold on a minute. I used to work for the, you know, likes of Coca-Cola and Microsoft and eBay, and I could market them, like, you know, winning international awards for them. Why can't I market myself? And it really, I mean, two things. One, I started to understand, like, okay, you know,
it's different when it comes to yourself.
Confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, essentially you're selling yourself as a coach, not a product or not someone else's. But equally, some of those marketing skills that actually were so obvious and natural to me, then all of a sudden I just started dabbling with those and actually putting myself out there. And the smallest of things got me a lot of attention, like PR, clients, you know, affiliates, all these things started flowing. And so I was like, okay, this isn't a different world.
It's almost like that you, I mean, often we do this when we try a new career. We go out and we do something totally different and we forget the things that we were doing before.
Totally.
And all our expertise goes out the window because we're in this new thing.
Yeah.
And then we sort of think, well, hold on a second, I was successful before. Surely I can get this right. And you start to think, well, what have I already learned and the skills I already have?
Totally.
That I can really bring to the table here.
And such a confidence. When you understand it, such a confidence thing I think a lot of people go through. excuse me. Yeah. Of being kind of like, paid good money and in senior positions that they've worked up to, and all of a sudden they felt they're at the bottom of something wrong, like they've got to start again. And the confidence without that was a real key mindset shift for me. I'm not a beginner.
You might be a startup and you might have just started a new business, but you're not necessarily a beginner. That's you're a beginner health coach, but you weren't a beginner business person, a marketing person at that stage.
Totally.
Yeah.
So you and I kept health coaching. You know, it certainly wasn't easy. There certainly wasn't a lot of money in the early days, but slowly but surely I started really understanding also the difference in marketing and getting clients. Because if you don't get clients, you can have the nicest blog or the nicest website.
No money.
Money
is the lifeblood of any business.
Starting to become a bit of an issue by this stage. So really grasped how to get clients, how to start making money as a health coach, and started getting my consistent kind of 4 or 5 clients a month and, you know, making around the 5K up to kind of 7K a month, which started
kind
to be
was
really
the holy,
good.
It's the holy grail when you start out that, because that's your sort of base level income that you really want to get to.
Totally. I still maintain that the first 5K a month is the hardest.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. After that, everything's easy. $1 million a month.
Well, maybe not. But
but I know what you mean. That's the hardest, because you're trying to find the thing that'll work.
Absolutely.
In that first 5K, actually, because prior to that, you're not really, the messaging isn't working, or you're not connecting, or something's not going right.
Totally. And there's actually so much to learn that I don't think people understand, and I certainly didn't. Even though I had some of these past skills, I mean, you've got to know your target market. You've got to know where to find them. You've got to know how to talk to them, what offer they want, how to charge. All these things take time. And you know, one of the things I've seen most from mentoring people one-on-one is like these grandiose goals in the first 6 months. And then they realize, like, oh, there's so much to learn in the initial days.
And there's a lot of trial and error. There's a lot of testing, especially when you don't know. I mean, I know I found this in my own business. We talked off air about this. I mean, you know, you might think there's a problem out there, but if your customer, your ideal client, doesn't see it as a problem, then you're not going to hit the mark. Even though you know it's a problem for them, it doesn't matter. You still won't really sell anything. So that's the bit I have found the hardest in my first year, is that, trying to get that right.
Absolutely. The reason I'm laughing is this is particularly common with health coaches or people in the wellness world, because I tend to find that they quickly go through a detox, weight loss, whatever it is, and they discover this whole other world of personal development and relaxation. And so then they try and pull together packages that are more kind of soft and flowy, because it's about the bigger picture, you know, like that kind of talk.
No results.
No results.
No results, yeah.
And the people that they're selling it to aren't there yet, and they don't holistic life coaching
Doesn't resonate.
It just doesn't resonate.
Wash straight over.
Yeah. And for every health coach, it's like, I don't want to teach weight loss. You know, a lot of our clients, maybe not weight loss, but something as tangible as that sells.
Yeah, and it almost feels a bit, yeah, I can imagine, because there's so many, you know, the weight loss gurus online and all that who are selling like all these products and stuff. So they probably don't want to be associating with that sort of level. But yeah, that's what the result that people want, I guess.
Yeah.
Tell me then, so how did you, where did the health coaching stop and the mentoring to health coaches and the business coaching start? What was that sort of transition?
It's actually funny as I'm saying that out loud, because I was doing that with business. I was like, I don't want to teach business. I don't want to teach marketing.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of that was me still judging, you know, the world that I'd been in, the advertising world, burnout, bad, like this kind
corporate,
of thing.
Yeah, a lot of us do that.
Yeah, and I just found that all my clients who were coming to me as health coaches by this stage, or not all of them, but say 50% of them were actually health coaches, up-and-coming health coaches who were maybe studying, because often I think health and wellness people get into this for their own health, just
they
like
do,
I did,
yeah.
And they were coming to me to improve their health, but they were ending up asking me questions like, so what do I do on my blog? What do I do on my website? And just more and more people, even friends in the entrepreneurial world, etc., are like, you really should teach business. Like, this is, you know it. And
it's,
I was
funny,
like, no,
when,
no.
When something, you know, I've had this shift in my business as well. When when people start coming to you and asking you for something, right, that you know you can, that is a sellable something.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to go out and try to get business for this. I mean, that's telling you something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The market there, it's like screaming at you. People want this thing. And you're trying to sell them, you're trying to sell them apples when they actually want oranges.
Yeah. But it wasn't an easy transition, because I really was so like, I just want to help people with their health and well-being. Being and really for me that was more about like stepping into your truth and your purpose and just living like the life you're meant to live. And it took me quite a transition, like within me, to realize that actually I can do that in business coaching.
Absolutely. But you can help people in so many other ways, you know.
And
all these health coaches that you now help and that you mentor, I mean, they're just so great. I've seen all the testimonials on your site. It's amazing the work that you've done with them, you know. So you are giving them their passion and their, you know, their truth and all that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like, once I got that, that was the shift where I was like, okay, I'm going to offer this now.
And did you go, I mean, was the website amandadaily.com and then all of a sudden it was Amanda Daily, the business coach? Did you just kind of shift the website, or was, did you wake up one day and it was just like, okay, today I'm a business coach?
No. Yeah. Not at all. Like for that, you know, there was about a, I don't know, 5-6 month period where it was starting to cross over. I traded, and my website is still actually there, fuelurbanwellness.com was the health coaching site.
Right. Yes, yeah.
And I never changed that. And this, even though I'm a business marketing and wealth coach, I really think you can hear my own journey. Like all that time on blogs and websites, it's lovely once you're at a certain level, but it doesn't get you clients in the early days.
No.
So when I moved from health coaching into business coaching, I did not have a business coaching site for about 6 months. I literally at one stage put up like a single landing page, and that was it. So the health coaching one sat there and kind of sits there to this day. I just stopped paying attention to it, to be honest. And then eventually I did set up then my own website as well. And
what I love about that, actually, I love that so many times when we start a business, we go out and we get the fancy website and we spend a fortune on, you know, beautiful offices or like nice furniture or something. When really, you know, I always tell stories about my dad. My dad's given me so many business tips over the years. And one thing I remember him saying is like, all it comes down to is sending invoices. He goes, who are you invoicing today? And it was the whole point of, you know, just go out and get the business first.
Yeah.
And then do all the logos and all that stuff. Like logos really are not going to, they're not what's going to assign you business.
Absolutely. And I'm the first person, like as a ex-art director, like I want everything to look beautiful. Very important for my site to look nice, you know, those kind of things. But the reality when I started making a lot more money is that was not important at all. And I think it is lovely, and I'm loving going back to it now and starting my blog again. But that really is like the creative piece of the business for me, as well as nurturing like the people who are now in my tribe, etc. I love giving back in that way, but it's actually not what was making money. And in my, you know, translation of that, that means I wasn't helping people if I wasn't making money. So
I love that. I want to pause on that point, because you just said, what did you just say? I wasn't helping people if I wasn't making money.
Yeah.
Hardly anybody will say that. They'll all think I must give first
Yeah.
And then the money will come later. And I'm like, no, that is not how, really how it works. Like, the more money you make, the more you can serve, the more people that you can actually help.
Absolutely.
So it is a mental shift there. So I'm really glad that you made that point.
Yeah.
You know? And that also, I think, as you say, this whole thing of you've got to get out and actually do some sales first.
Absolutely.
And then you can nurture the tribe and all that later, which I think a lot of the marketing world at the moment is talking about. Go out and build your tribe and get a huge social media following and then try to sell something into them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, both ways work, but I think I prefer your way of really, then you get to the seed of the problem that your client really has.
Yeah. It's interesting when you say it like that, because I don't feel like I wasn't nurturing and giving. I was doing it in a different way. So I was doing last year, especially, a lot of free webinars, free training series. So a lot of my heart, energy, attention was going into these more one-on-one personal video experiences with people. And yes, I would upsell at the end, but at the same way, like, to me, I could give so much more on a webinar like that than I could in like a weekly blog post. Or it was actually a choice of my energy last year, to be honest. So yeah, I just couldn't do it all. That's the other thing.
So you were saying that you did quite a lot of webinars. So webinars, obviously, this is the latest thing. Well, not the latest thing, but people are having a lot of success with webinars. Did you start that straight away? Or, you know, when you started the business coaching, did you say, right, I'm going to do webinars? And that was...
I didn't start it straight away.
Yeah.
I definitely, to start with, was relying on, like, email marketing. Still a little bit of blogging, but that was dropping off quite quickly at that stage.
You're busy.
And I'm a bit of an online marketing geek. Like, I just love things like that. There's a reason I had a career, you know,
in that space.
You know, there was part of my journey as well that we didn't talk about. Once I really got into understanding, like, this is a marketing game at the end of the day.
Yes.
I did start learning off a lot of, like, top international online business marketing coaches, and often people who were quite masculine in nature, etc. And I just had a, like, I guess, knack of how to bring that back into, you know, the more heart-centered world, into the health coaching world, etc. And that's what I started to have fun with, like, there's these like geeky concepts that can be used in like a really awesome way,
in a creative way.
So I love that side of it. So I started understanding how to do Facebook ads, and webinars in particular for me were
huge,
really quite life-changing. I as far as a business perspective, I was terrified to do my first video, you know, anything like that on my blog. But with webinars, what I found is that people, the know, like, and trust factor was so much stronger.
With a live webinar
as well. With a live webinar where they would hang out with me, you know, for an hour or so, get to know me. And what I quickly discovered is people were buying, you know, whether it was $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 or more packages off me straight off the bat, having met me one time.
On the webinar?
On a webinar.
Right, okay.
Or not necessarily on the webinar, but that was the first point. And then obviously I knew how to market in the following weeks to follow up on that as well.
So
some would come straight from it, but definitely people would say, I saw you for the first time last week on a webinar, and here I am ready to sign up, which really...
That's quite amazing.
Was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. So we should all be doing webinars. Actually, I do a few webinars as well. I'm starting to do more webinars this year.
I think you have to get across your personality. There's so many different coaches online. There's so many different... You know, it's easy to fall into that, but someone else is doing it. Like, where am I to find my place? But when people get to know you as a person, there's no two people, you know, no two people alike. And if the right client has similar, like, values, beliefs...
Desires, and they're just drawn to you. Yeah,
they'll just be drawn to you. And on video, you can, like, after you get over the initial, like, you know, discomfort, you just end up kind of getting in flow, being yourself, speaking your truth, and the right people will be drawn to that. It seems to be that much more effective.
And what about, what are your views on, so there's the Facebook ad comes into the webinar, so you advertise it on Facebook, comes into the webinar, but what are your views on getting the marketing copy right on the webinar page and the name of the webinar and that sort of thing? Because it's not just like whack a webinar open, hey, you're going to be selling $5,000 products.
No,
I know that doesn't happen. So what's the trick with the webinar thing in your view?
The trick with any marketing and really any copywriting is knowing your target market. And you've got to know who you're talking to. You've got to really do the work to understand. I always say, like, care about your audience kind of more than they do.
You've
got to go out and know, what are they looking for? What are their buzzwords? What would they buy? I often say to health coaches, like, what would your audience go into the pharmacy? and pick up off and the shelf.
Get that granular with your target client of what they actually do every day.
And because people do buy. Like, everyone's like, oh, people won't buy coaching or health coaching. People buy every day. They spend money on alcohol, iPads. Like, there's no lack of money and no lack of spending. It's just that they don't understand the offer, or they don't understand why they would buy.
It's not resonating with them.
Yeah. So it actually has to come back to that point of understanding your market, understanding your offer, and how to package that up as a program. And then really from there, it's the wording, etc., that you've learned in that process that will come out on your marketing. First on your Facebook ads, enough to, you know, intrigue
to sign up for a webinar.
Enough to click. And, you know, it needs to be something that will stand out amongst the zillion, you know, Facebook feeds and webinars.
Yeah,
and when they get to that landing page in particular, what is it that they read when they're there that they're like, I'm putting my name in. Yeah, this is me. I'm in. And even more so then to get them to turn up live. There's actually that extra step again.
Yeah.
Because people do
so
like
so there's a bit of science to this, isn't it? There is a little bit of flow to this. Because I think one thing I was thinking as you were talking, it's probably also a good idea to just get a webinar up there and see what happens. Because if people don't sign up or don't show up or whatever, then you need to tweak it, you need to fix it, and just do another one.
Yeah.
Try a different messaging. Do another one. That's what I reckon people should do.
Absolutely. Like, there's no quick fix. What I often see is someone do something like, try one webinar, and that didn't work.
And never do another one again.
And then they'll go buy the next online course, and this one will be on Facebook ads. And then they'll do a Facebook ad, that didn't work. Yeah. And so then they'll go off and they'll learn a blogging course, and that didn't get me clients. And instead of, like, sticking with one thing...
And following through,
actually trying again and actually going back and thinking, well, if my audience didn't respond to this, why not? What could I try differently?
Yeah, and it's that thing of saying, you know, I think a lot of people, they try something that fails and they think, I failed.
Yes.
Actually, you just didn't, your audience, it's not exactly what they wanted. So if you keep trying and keep, as you say, keep the audience in your mind.
Yeah.
And not you in your mind, then actually you can probably, and the minute you hit on that thing, the floodgates can open.
Absolutely.
Which is kind of what happened for you, because, you know, if you're doing $600,000 and $700,000 in a couple of years, I mean, that's, you hit on the thing that people want and the floodgates opened.
Yeah, totally.
How long was it before you hit on the thing, do you think? When was it, what was the moment where it just took off for you?
There's waves. It's kind of like it happens once and the next one's bigger and the next one's bigger.
But
there was a decision point in me, like I said, where I hadn't wanted to put out the business coaching as an offer, and I feel like that was the first time I officially put that out as an email and I've never had so many responses. I was like, okay.
Wow.
But then having said that, I feel like I went through another wave when I really grasped the webinars and really, but again, when I look at the journey of that, I really also by that stage knew what people wanted. I also knew what they were coming to me for, and I knew how to speak their language. And obviously having gone through that path myself of really knowing what it's like to struggle as a health coach. It wasn't easy.
I think that's for you. That's key.
Yeah.
If you can actually, you're in the mind of your ideal client even before you came to do this. So you already know what they're feeling.
And authentically being able to sit there and say, not only was it this hard, but actually I overcame it.
Yeah.
So I could show that it is possible to do so.
So that's amazing. You know, and one thing I'm interested in now to talk about is the future. So the future vision for where you're going, because obviously now what you've done is you've created this amazing business already, but it's an income stream really. And how are you going to take it to the next level and really create a company out of this, or a proper business that is scalable, I guess? Where's it going from here?
I'm so glad you say that. I think it's so easy for people not to think, and I certainly didn't think that next step. Yeah, so we've already taken, I guess, step one of moving this to a business, which was moving from the one-on-one coaching only, which I did mostly last year, into creating a bigger group program or a group mastermind program.
Right, okay. Cope with more people. It's like, you can only do so much one-on-one, of course. So
absolutely.
The group thing is the next level,
I would never recommend jumping to that too quickly. I think there's something about working with that many one-on-one people that really helps you understand what people are already going through.
Absolutely.
Again, talk about knowing your target market when you've coached that many people inside and out. And you get to know yourself as a coach too, like what your strengths are and what you love working on. Mm. So moving to a group program was the first step, I guess, because I started feeling like there's so many more people need this work. And I only have so many hours in a day or in a week.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it made so much more sense, as well as I really got to understand the power of teaching in groups and everyone seeing what everyone else is doing and, oh, this is possible for me too, that side of things.
Yeah.
So that's stage one. Mm-hmm. And really from there, it's now starting to look at, well, how do I then do that? So it's really evergreen, you know, so that... I now know what business, at least this iteration of it, you know, what works, what people are buying. I've got that messaging down. I understand the pain points. That takes a while, but once you've got that, the next stage is how do you now make that almost work for you?
So rather than you working for that all the time.
Yeah, because it is. You're still, as a coach, until you get to this level, you're still in there serving people one-on-one or even in a group. It's still
you doing
hands-on mechanics.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the next stage for me of kind of automating, systematizing, getting everything pretty much working automatically.
Yeah,
by itself.
And in flow, which is lovely.
Yeah, there's so many other ideas that I want to put forward that I know can really help people in the health and wellness professions.
Yeah.
Mm. And there really is only so many hours in a day and, you know, so many ways to do that.
Yeah. And you have to take it in stages too. I mean, I often say to business owners, you know, a lot of us, and myself included, suffer from having tons of ideas.
Yeah.
And not enough time to execute the ideas, and then what happens is you're just scattered and overwhelmed and all over the place.
Absolutely.
And I always kind of say, you know, there's nothing wrong with what you just said of stage one is this. Mm-hmm. I need to bed this down and get it right.
Yeah.
And then stage two and then stage three. And if that takes 5 years, that's totally fine. Because it's like a baby being born, you know, and a child grows up and you have to let it evolve in the stages that it's going to go through. So
absolutely. And part of that process for me is actually refining, like you say, the one offering that I've really got. You know, there's no lack of ideas, there's no lack of other ways I could be making money right now if I wanted. Mm. It's really important for me to have a really high quality product that my clients are really getting results from. There's so many options, you know, on the market that people can learn from, but really nothing, at least that I know of, for health wellness professionals to really get clients. And really
in the early stages.
In the early stages.
That first step of getting sales, getting clients and making money so that you can serve more people.
Absolutely.
Which is really what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of my time also this year is going into refining that, like, you know, making those course outlines and everything just so that everyone
really
can learn
that's mark.
Really on the mark. And, you know, you could go off and do the next big thing, sure, but it's really important for me, like, you know, that's why I'm doing it. That's the purpose piece, if you like. Mm. Get that as slick as it can, but then automate it at the same time.
Yeah. I love that, because I'm listening to you going, oh my God, you're like the star student, because it's really, do one thing and do it really, really well, and then do the next thing. That's the trick in any business, and it's how you don't end up scattered. And it's the trick with anything, to be honest, really. Just focus on it, refine it.
Yeah.
And then systemize it and get it off your plate kind of thing, and then you can do the next thing.
Yeah, and the other thing for me as well is, you know, I was in the corporate world of advertising, as we talked about, and I became a health coach to have more of a lifestyle. Obviously, because I wanted to share my what I'd learned with people and serve people, but it was also for me. I wanted a more freedom-based lifestyle. I wanted more time. I wanted to be able to do things on my own terms and, you know, work with clients when I wanted, go on holidays, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think as business gets bigger, it's, for me anyway, really important to still manage that. And
absolutely.
Still, you know, I see a lot of people in the entrepreneurial world, you know, and it can get bigger than your corporate job as far as hours that are involved and all that kind of thing.
You know what, though? Yeah. I think that's a lack of that, like ensuring that your foundation is set up properly.
Yeah.
And people, I mean, what I see with clients who are in that situation, for example, is that often I see two types of clients, really. There's the ones that just have, they're one-to-one so much that they have no time or space or energy left to even think about how they would go to the next level.
Yeah.
They're making nice money, but that's okay, that's a problem. But the other ones are the ones who brew too quickly and try to do all the stages, and they end up completely, because none of the stages or foundation is properly set up to cope with the next stage. And then they end up running, chasing their tail a lot like that.
Yeah, it's so
easy.
Because
freedom should exist at the next levels, you know?
Yeah.
You should get more and more freedom the higher up the levels that you go, you know, in some ways, you know, if you're doing it right, I think.
Yeah, totally. And I'm just thinking, you know, we always see what other people are doing, and there's a perception we have to do it all now, but... I think that's been one of my biggest lessons in the last little while.
I suffer from that one as well. Yeah. I'm always thinking on comparisonitis and you think, I should be doing it faster. Yeah, there's only so fast you can build something. I mean, that's the thing.
It is the truth.
So that's brilliant. I mean, you've been amazing to have on the show. And if people want to connect with you and they want to find out more about what you do and your courses, where should they go?
Sure. So my website is amandajanedaily.com.
Great.
And Upswing Mastermind is my signature mastermind course.
Love the name of that. Upswing. It's time to upswing your business, your health coaching business. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your first amazing 2 years in business with us. It's really insightful.
Really, my absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay. And thank you again for watching for another week. And remember, you can catch me later this week on my podcast, Wealth Unplugged, where I'm going to be giving you my key takeouts from my chat today with Amanda. And I can guarantee you I have more than 3. So be sure to catch me there. Until next week, see you then.